Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve. This is Word for Word, and this is show number 431. We will be going into the book of John today, chapter 7 and chapter 8. I want to let everybody know that the prophets, that's the second volume of the Old Testament, with all the prophets, that it is now available. It's all printed out. I have worked laboriously on it. It is a very large book. It's bigger than the Torah. You can go to https://www.pastor-steve.com, and it's listed under items for sale. So it's bigger, it's heavier, it's going to cost more to ship, cost more to print. So I had to price it accordingly. I'm sorry, I have to do that in order to break even. We're going into John 7 and John 8 today. You're going to need writing material to take down all these notes. Now, before we get into this, I want to let you know that verses 753 through verses 8:11 are not in the text. They were added by an evangelist of the church age much, much later. They're not in the original text, and I will not be reading them. I'm going to delete them because they are an addition to the scriptures. They're the words of men. They are not the inspired word. So they're not going to get read on my show. So let's get started in chapter 7, verse 1. And after this, Yeshua was walking in Galilee, that's Galilee. That's where he was originally from. He was home. for he did not wish to walk in Yehuda, that's the land of Yehuda, because the Yehudim were seeking to kill him. Now, those are the ones that lived in the land of Yehuda that were not of Israel. You can read that as Jews if you wish. The word Jew is not in the Bible. It was added later. That's another word that is added. Okay? Verse 2, and you can reference Leviticus 23:34. Leviticus 23:34 and Deuteronomy 16, verse 13. That's Deuteronomy 16, verse 13. Verse 2. And the festival of the Yehudim was near, the festival of Sukkot. Now, Yehudim there is the people of Judea. They celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles, which is Sukkot, Festival of Booths, okay? Verse 3, here's his brothers, his own brothers of his family. He was home, and his brothers said to him, "Get away from here and go into Yehuda, so that your taught ones also see the works that you are doing. For no one acts in secret while he himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these, show yourself to the world." Verse 5, "For even his brothers did not believe in him, his own family." Okay, they were of the world. And he responds. Verse 6, "Yeshua therefore said to them, 'My time has not yet come, but your time is always ready.'" In other words, you're in the world, your time is here. You're living, you're doing what you're doing. He couldn't even get through to his own brothers. That's the work of the devil. Because it's going to separate family members, even if you're truly faithful and you truly believe. It'll even separate families. Verse 7. "It is impossible for the world to hate you." Well, yes, they were part of the world. "But it hates me because I bear witness of it that its works are wicked." Of course, it's not going to hate those of it. They're in it. They're doing the will of the world. So they're going to get along just fine in the world. They're not going to have eternal life, but they're going to get along in the world. They'll gather their stuff, okay? Verse 8, "You go up to this festival." "I am not yet going up to this festival, for my time has not yet been filled." Verse 9, "And having said this to them, he stayed in Galil." Verse 10. See, he fooled them. "But when his brothers had gone up to the festival, then he also went up, not openly, but as it were in secret." Verse 11. "The Yehudim, therefore, were seeking him at the festival and said, 'Where is he?' Okay, that's the people of the land of Yehuda, the Judeans, if you want to use that word. That some were good people, some were bad people. Okay, verse 12. And there was much grumbling about him among the crowd. Some were saying, he is good. But others were saying, no, but he is leading the crowd astray. Among the crowd. Verse 13. However, no one spoke openly of him for fear of the Yahudim. Now that would read the Jews. The word Jews not in the Bible. It's not in here. Okay, the Judahites that were the Edomites. Okay, that's they were false Judahites. Verse 14. And about the middle of the festival, Yeshua went up into the set apart place, and he was teaching. That's the temple. Verse 15. And the Yahudim were marveling, saying, how does this man know letters, not having learned? Because he was quoting the text. Verse 16. Yeshua answered them and said, my teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. Okay. Reference John 3, verse 34. John 3:34 and John 7:16 and 8:28 and 40, John 8:28-40, John 12:49 John 14:24 John 17:8 And also look in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verses 15 through 20. That's Deuteronomy 18, 15 through 20. Verse 17. If anyone desires to do his desire, he shall know concerning the teaching, whether it is from Elohim or whether I speak from myself. Verse 18. He who speaks from himself is seeking his own esteem. But he who seeks the esteem of the one who sent him is true. That's the way he came from Yahweh. And he was seeking to do Yahweh's will. And no unrighteousness is in him. Now these are the ones that were complaining about him. Okay. Verse 19. Did not Moshe give you the Torah? Yet not one of you does the Torah. Why do you seek to kill me? Well, because they were evil. That's what they were all about. They wanted to do him in. The ones that came to the temple that were against him were these Edomites. Okay. Now this is a brainwashed crowd here. Verse 20. The crowd answered and said, you have a demon. Who seeks to kill you? Verse 21, Yeshua answered and said to them, I did one work, and you all marvel. Verse 22. You can reference Genesis chapter 17, verse 10. That's Genesis 17:10. And Leviticus chapter 12, verse 3. Leviticus 12, 3. Because of this, Moshe has given you the circumcision. Though it is not from Moshe, but from the fathers. And you circumcise a man on the Shabbat. Verse 23, and you can reference John chapter 5, verse 9. John 5, 9. And if a man receives circumcision on the Shabbat so that the Torah of Moshe should not be broken, are you wroth with me because I made a man entirely well on the Shabbat? Verse 24. Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Now he's speaking to those that were at the temple that were fake legalists. They wanted to go by the tradition of men. Okay. There's a mixed crowd there, and he's doing things, and those that believed in the crowd were marveled at him. Okay. And the others that were of the devil, okay, hated him and wanted to do him harm. Well, same today. Verse 25. Therefore, some of them from Jerusalem said, "Is this not he whom they are seeking to kill?" Well, the Edomites wanted to kill him. All right, they were the ones circulating all this through the crowds and stirring them up, same as they do today. The Christ killers. They would eventually get their way, but he fooled them. He got up on the third day. Verse 26, and see, he speaks boldly, and they say none at all to him. Could it be that the rulers truly know that this is truly the Messiah? Verse 27. But we know where this one comes from, and when the Messiah comes, no one knows where he is from. In other words, they knew he was from Galilee. They knew his family. So they couldn't believe that he, somebody they'd known from his youth, was the one. It was beyond them. They, you know, well, we know this. He can't be the Messiah. This is the son of Joseph. We know who this guy is. Well, verse 28. Yeshua therefore cried out in the set apart place, teaching and saying, "You both know me, and you know where I am from. And I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know." They didn't know the Father. They didn't know the Father because he wasn't in them. All right, verse 29. But I know him because I am from him and he sent me. Verse 30. So they were seeking to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him because his hour had not yet come. Now, this was a divided crowd, okay? Some were believers and some were controlled by the Edomites. Same as today, even in the churches. People go to church for various reasons. Some to make themselves look good to the community and to do business. Some because they really want to worship. Okay. Verse 31, and many of the crowd believed in him and said, when the Messiah comes, shall he do more signs than these which this one did? Verse 32. The Pharisees heard the crowd muttering these matters concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to seize him. Okay. They called the cops on him. Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to seize him. It was almost that time, but not quite. Verse 33, therefore Yeshua said to them, yet a little while I am with you. Then I go to him who sent me. He was going to return to the Father. Leave this earthly body. Verse 34, he tells them quite clearly, you shall seek me and you shall not find me. And where I am, you are unable to come. In other words, they can't get into the kingdom. Verse 35, the Yahudim, therefore, said to themselves, now these were those of the people of Judah that were not of the people of Judah, okay? Where is he about to go that we shall not find him? Is he about to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and to teach the Greeks? Verse 36, what is this word which he said, you shall seek me and you shall not find me, and where I am you are unable to come? They didn't get it. They didn't get it because they were not of the holy seed line. Verse 37, and this is 37, 38, and 39. There's lots of verses. 37 and 38. And on the last day, the great day of the festival, Yeshua stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me, and let him who believes in me drink. Verse 38, and as the scripture said, out of his innermost shall flow rivers of living water. Now this is the water of life. Okay, now here is a whole bunch of verses. Verse 39, and this he said concerning the Spirit, which those believing in him were about to receive, for the set apart Spirit was not yet given, because Yeshua was not yet esteemed. Now here's a whole list of references. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3. Isaiah 44:3, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, Jeremiah 2:13, and Jeremiah 17:13, the book of Leviticus chapter 23, verse 36, 23:36. The book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 8. Chapter 14, verse 8. Book of Psalms, Psalms 36, verse 89. Psalms 36, 89. Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 27. Proverbs 14:27. Book of John, chapter 4, verse 10. John 4:10. And John 6:63. 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 4. 1 Corinthians 10:4, the book of Revelations, chapter 7, verse 17, chapter 21, verse 6, chapter 22, verses 1 and 17. That's Revelation 7:17, 21:6, and 22, verses 1 and 17. Now for verse 39 that I read, you can reference Ezekiel 36, chapter 36, verses 26 and 27. That's Ezekiel 36, 26 and 27. The book of Joel, okay. I'm going to have to sneeze. Ooh, that comes on all of a sudden. The book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 28 through 32. The book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. That's Acts 1, 4 through 8, chapter 2. Verses 4 and 33, chapter 2, verse 4 and 33, chapter 10, verses 44 through 47, that's 10, 44 through 47, chapter 11, verses 15 and 16, chapter 11, 15, 16, the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 18. 5:18. Boy, that's a list. Verse 40. Many from the crowd, when they heard the word, then said, This truly is the prophet. They believed. Verse 41. Others said, this is the Messiah. But others said, does the Messiah then come out of Galilee? Verse 42. And reference 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 12. 2 Samuel 7, 12. Psalms 89, verse 4. Psalm 89, verse 4. And Micah, chapter 5, verse 2. Micah 5, 2. Did not the scripture say that the Messiah comes from the seed of David and from the village of Bethlehem, where David was? Well, he was born there. where he was born. Verse 43. So a division came about among the people because of him. Well, they had been stirring up the crowd against him, the Edomites had. Verse 44. And some of them wished to take him, but no one laid hands on him. Nobody. They were running their mouth, and that's all it was about. That's all it was. Verse 45, the officers therefore came to the chief priests and the Pharisees, and they said to them, why did you not bring him? These were the temple officers. These were not Roman soldiers. These were temple officers under the sway of the Pharisees and the chief priests. And they wondered why they hadn't brought him. Well, they couldn't. Wasn't time yet. Verse 46, and these are the temple police, the officers. The officers answered, never has any man spoken like this man. Verse 47. The Pharisees therefore answered them, have you also been led astray? In other words, they were telling them that that Yeshua was a liar. Verse 48. Has any one of the rulers, has any one of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed in him? Verse 49, but this crowd that does not know the Torah is accursed. Oh, he's got a demon. He's cursed. Oh, they were so evil. Verse 50. Verse 50, and you can reference John 3, verses 1 and 2. Book of John, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Nachdimon, he who came to Yeshua by night, being one of them, said to them, does our Torah judge the man unless it hears first from him and knows what he is doing? Now he's standing up for Yeshua. How are you judging this man? You're not judging him by the Torah. You're just angry at him. He's stealing your thunder, basically. Does the Torah judge the man unless it first hears from him and knows what he is doing? Verse 52. And this is their answer to him. They answered and said to him, are you also from Galilee? In other words, are you one? Are you of him? Are you part of his family? Search and see that no prophet has arisen out of Galilee, none out of Galilee. Well, he wasn't from Galilee. He was born in Bethlehem. Okay. Now, here's verse 53 through 8:11. It's not in here. This was added text. It's not in the Aramaic or any of the original text. 753 through 811 isn't in here. It was added by a man later, so I'm not going to be reading it. Sneeze again. So this would be, I'm going to be taking it up in verse 12 of chapter 8, because the rest of it isn't actually in here, and it states so right here in the scripture. It tells you this was added. Verse 12 of chapter 8, this is where it actually takes up. And you can reference the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 26. That's Wisdom 7:26. The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 14. Matthew 5, 14. The book of John, verse chapter 9, verse 5. John 9, 5. Therefore Yeshua spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but possess the light of life. Okay. Verse 13. And you can reference John chapter 5, verse 31. The Pharisees, therefore, said to him, you bear witness about yourself. Your witness is not true. In other words, this is just all coming from you. You're a fake. They still say that today. Still say that today. Verse 14. Yeshua answered and said to them, even if I witness concerning myself, my witness is true, for I know where I came from and where I am going, but you do not know from where I come or where I go. Verse 15. They didn't know Yahweh. They were just fake. Verse 15, you judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Verse 16, but even if I do judge, my judgment is true because I am not alone, but I am the Father who sent me. Verse 17, and you can reference Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 15. Deuteronomy 19. 15. And in your Torah also it has been written that the witnesses of two men is true. Verse 18. I am one who witnesses concerning myself, and the Father who sent me witnesses concerning me. Therefore they said to him, where is your Father? Yeshua answered, you know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would also have known my Father also. In other words, you don't know Yahweh. You're fake. You're Edomites, basically. Verse 20. These words Yeshua spoke in the treasury, teaching in the set-apart place, and no one laid hands on him because his hour had not yet come. Verse 21, therefore Yeshua said to them again, I am going away, and you shall seek me, and you shall die in your sin. Where I go, you are unable, to come, because he was going back up with the Father. He was going to ascend. Okay. Where I go, you are unable to come. You'll never get there. Verse 22. Then the Yehudim said, he shall kill himself, because he says, where I go, you are unable to come. That's the Jews, okay? The people of Judah, but they were not of Israel. They were doing anything they could to counter him. Well, they do the same today. It hasn't changed. All right, now, the word world here means order of arrangement, not the physical planet. Verse 23, and he said to them, you are from below. I am from above. You are of this world, this order of arrangement. Okay. I am not of this world, order of arrangement. Okay. Therefore I said to you that you shall die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Then they said to him, who are you? And Yeshua said to them, altogether that which I even say to you. Verse 26, I have much to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and what I heard from him, these I speak to the world, this order of arrangement, okay? Verse 27, they did not know that he spoke to them of the Father, because they weren't in contact with Yahweh. They didn't know Yahweh. They were of cursed seed line, these people he's talking to. Verse 28, so Yeshua said to them, when you lift up the Son of Adam, then you shall know that I am he, and that I do none at all of myself, but as my Father taught me, these I speak. Verse 29, and he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. Verse 30, as he was speaking these words, many believed in him. He got through to some, okay? Verse 31, so Yeshua said to those Yehudim, who believed him, those are the ones that believed, if you stay in my word, you are truly my taught ones. Okay. If, verse 32, and you can reference 1 Esdras, chapter 4, verse 38, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now that upset them. Okay, verse 33, reference Matthew 3:9 and Luke 3:8. Matthew 3, verse 9, and Luke chapter 3, verse 8. They answered him, we are the seed of Abraham and have been servants to no one at any time. How do you say you shall become free? So they were never in bondage. Israel was in bondage, but they're not of Israel, okay? They were never in bondage. They're of Edom. They told on themselves right there. They told on themselves. Verse 34, Yeshua answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone doing sin is a servant of sin." Verse 35, "And the servant does not stay in the house forever, a son stays forever." Verse 36, "If then the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Verse 37, "I know that you are the seed of Abraham." Partially they were. Partially, a little bit. Esau goes all the way back to Abraham. "But you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you." Because Esau is Edom and Edom is evil. Okay. Verse 38. And here's where he gets into the meat of the matter. "I speak what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have heard from your Father." Ooh, different fathers. Verse 39. "They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father." Well, in a way, they had a little bit of the seed of Abraham. Esau first came from Abraham, but after that, he mixed, and these people were from Esau. The Abrahamic seed was diluted with the cursed seed line. Let me get a little drink of coffee here. Yeshua said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham." Verse 40. "But now you seek to kill me, a man who has spoken to you the truth which I heard from Elohim. Abraham did not do this." Verse 41. "You do the works of your father." Your father. Then they said to him, "We were not born of whoring. We have one father, Elohim." In other words, we're the children of God. Well, no. No, they were not. Okay. "We have one father, Elohim." No. Sorry. Verse 42. Yeshua said to them, "If Elohim were your father, you would love me. For I came forth from Elohim and am here. For I have not come of myself, but he sent me." Why, verse 43, "Why do you not know what I say? Because you are unable to hear my word." They couldn't hear it. Verse 44, you can reference Wisdom, chapter 1, verse 13, and chapter 2, verse 24. Wisdom 1:13 and 2:24. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you wish to do. Because they had the seed of Cain. That's where they're from. They had mixed with those cursed seed lines, and they had that satanic DNA. "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you wish to do. He was a murderer from the beginning," that was Cain, "and has not stood in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks the lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." verse 45. And because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Verse 46. Who of you proves me wrong concerning sin? And if I speak the truth, why do you not believe me? Verse 47. He who is of Elohim hears the words of Elohim. Therefore, you do not hear, because you are not of Elohim. Okay, these are the cursed ones. Verse 48, the Yudim answered and said to him, do we not say, well, that you are a Shomaroni and have a demon? In other words, you're a Samaritan. Where they had apostate worship. Okay, they worshiped the golden calves over there. Verse 49, Yeshua answered, I do not have a demon, but I value my Father, and you do not value me. Verse 50, and I do not seek my own esteem. There is one who is seeking and is judging. Verse 51, Truly I say to you, if anyone guards my word, he shall never see death at all. In other words, you may leave this body, but you'll be resurrected. Verse 52, the Yehudim said to him, now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died and the prophets. Believe in eternal life. And you say, if anyone guards my word, he shall never taste death at all. In other words, if you keep the teachings of Yeshua, you won't die. You may leave this temple, but you'll have a new one. Verse 53, are you greater than our father, Abraham, who died? And the prophets died. Whom do you make yourself? In other words, how are you greater than them? You're just Yeshua from Galilee. We know who you are. Verse 54. Yeshua answered, if I esteem myself, my esteem is none at all. It is my Father who esteems me. Of whom you say that he is your Elohim. Verse 55, and you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say, I do not know him, I shall be like you, a liar. But I do know him and guard his word. In other words, the truth. I keep his word. Verse 56. Your father Abraham was glad that he should see my day, and he saw it and did rejoice. In other words, you're ancient. You have a little bit of the blood of Abraham, and you're trying to present yourself as Abrahamic seed and be under that covenant. Well, you're not. Okay? He was mocking them at that point. Verse 57. The Yehudim therefore said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? You're not even 50. Have you seen Abraham? Verse 58, Yeshua said to them, truly, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am. You can see verse 1, verse 6, 62, and 17, 5. That's 1, 6, 62, 17, 5. And Hebrews 11, 26. Hebrews 11, 26. Listen to this. Therefore, they picked up stones to throw at him, but Yeshua was hidden and went out of the set-apart place, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. He just disappeared. They couldn't see him. They couldn't even physically see him. Just poof, gone. They couldn't see him. That's the power of the Father right there. And that ends chapter 8. Okay, that ends chapter 8. That is a powerful chapter where he calls them out and tells them they're of the father of the devil. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, on the next show, we'll get into chapter 9 and 10. It's always a pleasure speaking to you. I love reading the Word. I hope you enjoy the series. And I want to remind you again that the prophets are now available. They are in print. They're ready to mail out. I've already sent out some. I'm getting some early orders. And I'm mailing them out. So if it keeps going the way it's going, I may have to do another printing. I've sold so many of the Torah. They're all over the place. Very popular. So I'm getting orders from the same people for the prophets. This is a really big, heavy book, and it's a long time coming. I have worked and worked and worked and worked. And it's something else, man. What a blessing, what a blessing. I'm very privileged to be able to do this. Well, it's coming down the end of the time here, so I'll close out with some tunes. The bumper music and then some tunes. So, praise Yahweh, and may He bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.